everyone, and welcome to that classic rock show on Huntley Community Radio, WHRU-LP, the mighty 101.5 FM. I am one of your co-hosts, and my name is Jim Sumaria.
How do you spell that?
S-U-M-M-A-R-I-A.
Good. Well, greetings, fans of the show. I'm Mark Plotnick, P-L-O-T-N-I-C-K, and I'm your co-host. Each week, Jim and I bring you songs, insights, and interviews covering rock music and more from the 1950s through the 1980s, or wherever the music takes us.
Mark and I are authors of the book Classic Rock, Photographs from Yesterday and Today, which, Mark, did you know this? It's available on Amazon.
I did know that.
Yep. And it features my photography of classic rock artists from 73 to present day with words by, I guess I could call you my Keith Richards, Mr. Mark Plotnick.
By the way, that's 1973.
What did I say?
73. Could have been 1873.
They didn't have rock and roll in 1873.
They didn't have Amazon either.
No.
So, excuse me, Jim, but that means you are my Mick Jagger? Why are you Jagger?
Well, a lot of reasons. One, I'm more athletic. I'm in shape, and I'm a lot better looking.
Yeah, no argument there, but my knees and back, I think, are much better than yours.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. That's true. Right. You could walk up steps. I can't. Speaking of the Glimmer Twins, today's show is about the roots of the Rolling Stones. In other words, how it all started.
Yep. Well, here's how it started. On the morning of October 17th, 1961, an 18-year-old Mick Jagger was standing on the platform at Dartford Station, traveling to London School of Economics, where he was studying. And shortly afterwards, a 17-year-old Keith Richards arrived on the same platform.
Yeah, and, you know, Richards was carrying a guitar, and Jagger was holding two albums in his arms. One was Rockin' at the Hops by Chuck Berry, and the other was Best of Muddy Waters, well, by Muddy Waters. And a conversation began between Richards and Jagger. They then decided to sit next to each other on the train together, and all they did was talk about rock and blues. And that is kind of the Reader's Digest version of how it all started.
I like Reader's Digest versions. Yeah. Well, it's kind of how Jim and I met. For example, I saw Jim standing in a record store checking out the greatest hits of the 1910 Fruit Gum Company and the Archie Sing Frank Sinatra, and I was totally impressed.
Yeah, those were good albums, especially the Sinatra one. That's when you approached me, and that's when we started talking about having our own radio show. Remember that?
Mm-hmm. I do.
Yeah, that was 40 years ago.
Yep.
My gosh.
Yeah, and thank goodness we're not a comedy act.
Hey-o.
Hey, but we're a music show, so Jim, let's get back to the music.
All right, back to the Rolling Stones. Jagger and Richards started out as a quintet, actually called the Blues Boys. And while gigging, they met up with a band called the Blues Incorporated, who had this phenomenal drummer by the name of Charlie Watts and a wonderful guitar player named Brian Jones.
That's right. And they immediately hit it off, and an early version of the Rolling Stones was born. Their name, by the way, came when a booking person, could have been an agent, not totally sure, pressed Brian Jones for a name of the band, and he had none. But he looked down at their messy room that they were living in, and he noticed the Muddy Waters LP lying nearby, and he saw the song Rolling Stone, and that caught his attention, and he said, that's our name.
That's our name, yeah. So to honor the two musicians that got Mick and Keith together, let's kick off the show with Rolling Stone by Muddy Waters and followed by the Chuck Berry tune Bye Bye Johnny.
Well, I wish I was a catfish swimming in a deep blue sea. I would have all you good-looking women fishing after me, showing up after me. Showing up after me. Oh, love. Oh, love. Showing up. I went to my baby's house, and I sat down on her step. She said, come on in now, buddy, you know my husband just now left. Showing up and just now left. Showing up and just now left. Oh, Lord. Oh, well. Oh, well. Well, my mother told my father just before I was born, I got a boy child coming, gonna be a rolling stone. Sure enough, he's a rolling stone. Sure enough, he's a rolling stone. Oh, well, he's a... Oh, well, he's a... Oh, well, he's a...
That was Bye Bye Johnny by Chuck Berry. So, Jim, I'm sure you know that the Beatles were friends with the Rolling Stones, and the Stones got a big break, actually, when John Lennon and Paul McCartney gave them a song called I Want to Be Your Man, and that became a big UK hit in 1963.
Yes, they did. They're really nice guys, those mop tops.
They were nice guys.
Let's hear the song.
Nice guys.
Let's hear the song.
Baby.
be your man.
Mark, that was garage rock at its best, don't
yeah,
you think?
Yeah, raw. I love raw.
That was raw, yeah. I really like that. I mean, we were bopping here. We were bopping here. But, you know, the Stones had so many great songs back in the day. Obviously, we just played I Want to Be Your Man and so many others. But there is a song I'm going to play, Mark. This is possibly the greatest Stone song of all time. I don't know
really?
If you ever heard this one, but when you hear it, you're going to know the words. You're going to be singing
really?
Along. Oh, yeah. This song is so good. And
how good?
It's their best one ever.
All
Are you
right.
ready for this? I think this came out maybe the mid-60s, maybe earlier. I'm not exactly sure.
I kind of like the early 70s period. But you say this is the best song?
This is the best one. You ready?
Okay. Well, let's have our executive producer, Jim Eggers, get it on the turntable. All right, Jim, you ready? Go.
Wake up in the morning, there's a slap around the place. Wake up in the morning, there's a crackle in your face. Wake up in the morning, there's a pop that really says life's Christmas to you and you and you. Pour on the milk and listen to the slam that says it's nice. Pour on the milk and listen to the crackle of that rice. Get up in the morning to the pop that says it's wise. Hear them talking crisp, Rice Krispies.
You know, and actually, you could really identify. You knew there was Keith Richards.
Yeah,
and Jagger, and all
yeah.
of them. It was.
Yeah, they did a Rice Krispies commercial.
I
Can
love
you believe
it.
That?
Yeah.
Well, I loved it too. Anyway, you've been listening to that classic rock show on Huntley Community Radio, WHRU, 101.5 FM, where we play what, Mark?
The greatest and the best music of all time.
Of all time.
Yes. Well, let's go on with the Stones. They were not only enamored with Muddy Waters and Chuck Berry, but also Buddy Holly. So let's play three songs back-to-back, which the Stones covered by their musical heroes. We'll start with Chuck Berry's Carol, then I Can't Be Satisfied, written by Muddy Waters, and last but not least, Buddy Holly's Not Fade Away, and all were released in the year 1964.
No, I love that version of Not Fade Away. Of course, I love Buddy Holly's too. But one of my favorite songs of all time is Route 66. And actually, the full name is Get Your Kicks on Route 66. And Mark, as you know, it's a very famous road that goes from Chicago all the way out to Los Angeles.
I do. And you know what else?
What?
It's where the New Illinois Rock and Roll Museum is located in downtown Joliet.
That
now, that's
true.
Really important.
That is important.
Everybody go there.
Well, that's a good plug, Mark. Good job. Anyway, the song Route 66 was written by Bobby Troup in 1940, and it was recorded by many artists, but the Stones version, which was recorded in 1964, is one that really, really rocks. So from their album, December's Children, here is Route 66.
Yeah, Jim, and you can also really hear Chuck Berry's guitar influence on this song.
Yes, you do.
Well, it winds from Chicago to LA. looks so, so pretty, you'll see. Amarillo, I got up to Mexico, back to Arizona, don't forget Nona, big San Pascal, San Bernardino, would you get him to this kind of tip and go take that California trip, get your kicks.
You know, Jim, before we end part one of our show today, I got to hear the greatest Rolling Stones song of all time again.
What song is that? We haven't played the greatest. Oh, wait, we did play the greatest song of all time. You want to hear it one more time?
Can you meet me halfway on this?
All right, let's hear it one more time.
All right.
No introduction, though.
No.
Let our folks at home enjoy it.
Yes.
All right, here we go. The greatest Rolling Stones song of all time.
Wake up in the morning and a snap around the place. Wake up in the morning, there's a crackle in your face. Wake up in the morning, there's a pop that really says, Rice Krispies to you, and you, and you. Pour on the milk and listen to the sound that says it's nice. Pour on the milk and listen to the crackle of that rice. Get up in the morning to the pop that says it's Rice. Hear them talking crisp, Rice Krispies.
You know, actually, I really like this.
I do too. That's pretty good.
I mean, you know, they don't mess around. They're the Stones.
That's right.
And they came out like the Stones.
They are the Stones.
Of course, I doubt whether they sold one extra box of Rice Krispies, but it would be interesting to know, did that sell any product?
They probably did.
Think so?
I wish they did a song for Cocoa Puffs.
How about Count Chocula?
I don't think Count Chocolate
was around
out
then.
In the 60s.
Okay.
Anyway, you got something else to say here?
I do. You've been listening to part one of that classic rock show. We are talking about the roots of the Rolling Stones on Huntley Community Radio, 101.5 FM. And don't forget, our shows are available for listening anytime on the station's website.